the inyan. It's very much of a shas inyan. And obviously, kedarkeinu, we're not going to be able to go through, you know, all the different makoros in Shulchan Aruch. When you hear kinyan dvarim, you can go to a Kol Choshen Mishpat and sign up for the sugya for several weeks. Kinyan dvarim. This is probably the place in Shas where it starts, but then it spreads itself out. And we'll do what we can do. We're doing it from within our sugya, and obviously to the extent that we're able to, we'll spread ourselves out a little bit more. So if it feels a little bit shaky right now, it makes a lot of sense that it feels shaky, because we're still trying to find our bearings. Let's just reiterate what we saw yesterday. We'll read the Gemara again. I want to focus today, Mitzvah Hashem, on the two tosasin, and then we have Ravashi. And then I want to come back and open up a little more to the Indian called Kinyan Etain. That's a whole sugya again that we'll get acquainted with to some small limited extent, but that's a very major Indian in Choshen Mishpat, Kinyan Etain. Just keep those two words in your head. Let's go back to the Gemara itself. The Gemara asks a question. Lefi our girsa, the question is directly speaking to the shita of mechitza, meaning plukta. So it was ratzu lasos plukta. The shutfin wanted to divide the shutfis, to dissolve the shutfis. Oh, okay. I see Ari's back. We can make it. So now the question is, okay, bonus akosa be'emtza. Thank you. Bonus akosa be'emtza. Fact the Gemara, why can't they be chozer? Just because they agreed to do something. Notice, the question seems to be addressing the shita of mechitza plukta. The Gemara answers, it wasn't just ratzu, it was kanu miyadan. In other words, it was a kinyan. Kinyan means kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin. So once there was a sudar exchanged, that gives teeth to the agreement, and that makes it binding. So therefore, there's no way you can back out. On that, the Gemara follows up with the question, so what? There was a kinyan, but this is a kinyan dvarim. Kinyan dvarim, so the way we saw from Rashi, and maybe there's other ways to learn at the end, but let's just see the way Rashi, first of all, the Rashi emphasizes the point here, that it's chalipin related, and chalipin konim, el adabah hanikne, o mecher, o matana, o shibar karkos, shea kinyan chal olav, o metaltalin. Kinyan has to be chal on a something. The something can be something that we can visualize that's very definable. It's a necher, a matana, a shibud. Again, it doesn't have to be that you can touch it and feel it, but it's the idea that there's something here that the kinyan latched onto. But Rashi is specifically talking about kinyan chalipin. Because I gave the siddur to you, that I got something from it. It has to do with a mechiras. I got the karka, I got the metaltalin, or I become mischayiv mamon. It's also shaykh to have a kinyan chalipin, to be mischayiv yourself mamon. Again, it's not like the chiyuv mamon, that has to do with something, and I'm mischayiv mamon, mikoach the kinyan chalipin, a shibut karka. That allows for a kinyan. But what is over here? So the way that we went up in the Yad Raman, this is what's going to change in the Teretz HaGemara. The Gemara is assuming right now that, like the words are saying, Ratzu lasos mechitza, Ratzu lasos plukta. Add to that that there was a kinyan. But what happened so far? Did they divide yet? No. Ratzu lasos plukta. And they made a kinyan on that which they want to divide. So nothing has happened as far as the divisions. They haven't yet allotted portions of this chatzar. It's just that they want to divide the chatzar. So first the Gemara says, big deal, they wanted to. So the Gemara says, they made a kinyan. Comes the Gemara and says further, they made a kinyan on what? On that which they want to divide. That's not something that you can have a kinyan take effect on. For Rashi, kinyan chalipin. And we noted the drisha yesterday. Clearly understanding Rashi, it has to do with the point of chalipin. Chalipin means ze tacha ze. I give you the suder, you give me something in exchange. What are we exchanging? For what? That which we're going to divide. That is not something that's subject to a swap because of the suder. What? Now we're going to divide. It's not, that's not subject to the kinyan. That's called kinyan divarim. We mentioned yesterday the Prisha and the Sma are the same person. I saw it Dafke in the Sma, okay, not a coincidence, in this Sma as well, on Kenyan Dvarim, Kinsim Kufnan Zayin. The Sma also touches it up, Alderach, the way that we saw in Rashi. Just to read here the Lashon of the Sma, in Kufnun Zayin also, in Sifkatan Hay, Shezeh Kinyan Dvarim, that's the Lashon here, that if they just would say, whatever, it Ratzu Lach L'chalko, and they made a Kinyan, it's Kol Echad Yachal Lachzor, Shezeh Kinyan Dvarim, says the Sma, Pirush, Kol Kinyan Hainu, Shakone Nosin Sudaro, the Kona gives his Suder, L'makne U'makneu Lo, he's Makne Kila, the Suder to the Makne, now this the Makne takes the Suder, has it, and he's working it into what we saw in Rashi. The idea that we're going to divide, it's not something that you can subject to a kinyan. He says, look at the Drisha, what I wrote over there. And if you look at the Nimuk Yosef here also, you'll see he quotes it also with the idea of Chalipin. Lashon of the Nimuk Yosef is Alderach Rashi. The Lashon is a little bit switched, but the basic idea is going on Chalipin. Shachal alav hakinyan miyad. Avracha shekiba alav hakinyan lachlo. Kol eze davar chal hakinyan. Ha'in b'chalukah mamish. Mamish, what we just read. Meidach, on the other hand, we saw other Rishonim who clearly don't seem to limit this to Chalipin. You look in the Rashba and other Rishonim, they talk about, in Yad Ramada we saw yesterday, you can't have a kinyan on something which is not ain't b'mamish. Okay. This is the question. And how does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara has two answers, and L'chora both are really going along the same lines. The fundamental shift, as the Yad Ramah explained, at least this is where we are right now, the Yad Ramah, maybe there'll be other ways to go, is what the Gemara is saying in both answers is, you think that the Kinyan is taking place, whatever the Kinyan might be, before anything happened, except that they want to do a Chalukah. And doing a chalukah, that's going to be happening, that is going to be nitfas in a kinyan chalipin or whatever. No, that's not what's going on. Says Ravashi, or says the Gemara Nishlev Yochanan, kanu miyadan beruchos. This is explaining what Rav Yochanan said, kanu miyadan, says the Gemara, kanu miyadan beruchos. Says Rashi, that means ze boruchek mizrachi, ze boruchek maravi, v'kanu miyadam me'ata nikna chalk mizrachi l'zeh v'engos achelk bo v'chein hashin l'chavero. So what is the point of the teretz? They were already boru the chalak. They already divided. And now it's just a question of you seizing exclusively that part and you seizing exclusively that part. How do you acquire it? That it becomes mine and not yours? Through a kinyan. So what's the kinyan according to this? Kinyan suder. Nothing changed in that regard. But it was already done. They already have the chalakim divided, and now, subsequently, you do a kinyan to acquire it. And this is, again, what the Yad Ramah emphasizes, that in the Gemara's Peretz, what's shifting is whether they actually did the division already. Again, I'm saying emphasizing because it could be at some point we'll have to see maybe there's other ways to tweak it. The Gemara doesn't say exactly. The Gemara says, come yad ruchos. Okay. How does that save us? The Yad Ramah says, "Kolomar, the high kanam miyadam the karminan lav kishe kanam miyadam lachlok, el kishyanam miyadam beruchos umas nisin." And now you have to reinterpret the words. Rod selasus machitza, and not that we're holding now that we haven't done the division. That's what you would think. Rod selasus machitza means plukta. We want to do a division. Now we'll make a kinyan on that which we want to do. No. No, and then we can talk about ruchos. This is the teretz of the Gemara. Now, what did Ravashi do? This is for Sunday's shiur, but just parshat the words as they are right now. Ravashi seems to really be saying a variation of the same thing, as if there's no new chiddush except a different example. What shaykh I kinyan dvarim? Says Ravashi, no, look what happened. It was a kinyan chazaka on the karka. So what did he do? He came up with another way that you did a kinyan on karka. Because, why do you do kinyan karka? Because it was already divided. I mean, so what did Ravashi come to say that we couldn't just stick with Suda already? Why does Ravashi need to bring in kinyan chazaka? Chazaka works on karka, says Ravashi. So you have a kinyan chazaka, as Rashi explains. One of the kinyanim on karka is kinyan chazaka. You do some act that shows bailus on a piece of real estate, and that is the way you acquire it. So because obviously there was beruchos is obviously the given. So what did Ravashi need to come up with a new example of a kinyan chazaka? Why not just stay with what we just said, that it was the suder, but it was beruchos? And that's going to be the Tosus and the Rishonim for Sunday's shiur, exactly what is Nishadish and Ravashi. Maybe Ravashi is coming with another point to be Machadish as well within his teretz that could also work. But some Rishonim say, not really, you don't have to say that. Ravashi was in his base medrash, and Rav Yochanan was in his base medrash, and everyone is basically saying the same thing in a different scenario. So he talked about Suda, Ravashi talked about Chazaka, but it's not coming directly speaking to what was before in the Gemara, even though it's on the page, the line that follows, but no, not the Gemara just puts it there on the page. But it's not like you have to find a new chiddush. And Tosus and other Rishonim are going to try to find new chiddushim in Ravashi. That's not for us right now. But again, the picture in front of us is this inyan called kinyan dvarim. So the first thing, we'll have two Tosus in to learn today and see where it goes for us. What are the parameters of kinyan dvarim? Again, kinyan etain is going to be its own inyan. But Pasha, what does it mean as far as when does something count as kinyan dvarim? When does something not count as kinyan dvarim? Why does the kasha seem to be related only to the man da'amar mechitza plukta? Why not the man da'amar mechitza guda? What about the case in Bar Mitzvah Tosfos is going to address when a person is committing to take on a higher level liability for something that will happen? Typically, Hashem Machina, Hashem Sachar have limited liability. A shoel is more. So where does all that fit in? Those are the two Tosfos that we have today. But we also have to think of the two Tosfos as a unit, because L'chaira, we have to know how one relates to the other. Arya is patiently waiting to ask a question.
Yeah. General question about kinyan chalipin. Do all the Rishonim agree that that would work to karka, no matter what?
Chalipin is called the kayim kodavar. If you want to know a kinyan that is, on one level, sounds like the most innocuous type of kinyan, it doesn't seem to be very substantive in terms of the maisa kinyan, and b'tzad sheni, it's the kinyan that works for everything. A meshicha, a kazaka, a kesef is limited in scope. It's targeted to a particular type of thing, whether it's for karka, for metaltulin. And here you have kinyan chalipin, which is sort of, might say, the most weak in terms of its maisa kinyan angle. And the irony is, the kinyan chalipin l'kayim kol davar, that it works for everything in terms of what you can be kona with chalipin. But here, within that, and possibly even for other things, we have this something called kinyan dvarim. Kinyan dvarim, again, means that you're not bound by it. Now, we'll keep this in mind maybe for the Chumash section of later. When we say you're not bound, it doesn't mean that you're ethical. It's two issues. There could be no-nos that you commit by backing out, not always, depending on what daga we're talking about. But, I mean, just to give you an example, the Mukhe Yosef, just on the very comment before he even gets to the issue of Kinyan Dvarim, on the words of the Gemara, Lahadri Vahu, says the Mukhe Yosef, Kaloma. What does Mami Lahadri Bahu? They can renege. Says Nimuki Yosef, Kalama, Lama lo yuchalasabo. And he adds, the Habit Dvarim bi alma leka mishum mechusra amana. Vamai kafina le. So he puts into the Gemara not just that they could be chozer, but there's nothing wrong with being chozer. Now why does he bring that in? Because there's something called mechusra amana. Mechusra amana means if somebody agrees to do something, I agree to sell you something, or give you a gift or something, and then I think change my mind. So that's not a nice thing. It's called mechusar amana. But he seems to say dvarim emish mechusar amana. Now, if you look in the Haggadah there, they say, well, that means for a large gift. And that's based on Sugya Bamitzia, where you have there the issue of Mechusar Amana. We'll talk about it maybe later, a little bit. It's in Reish Dalet and Shulchan Aruch, Hoshe Mishpat, that there's different levels of a person reneging, that technically they can do it, but it's considered to be something wrong to do it. And there's different levels of what it means to be wrong. I mean, if you want to be a real tzaddik, right? Rav Safra was known. Anyone know the story of Rav Safra? He was davening Kriyash, he was saying Kriyashma, yeah, and?
Someone offered him a price.
Oh, a price, and the person, he didn't answer. Oh, yeah. He's davening, and then the person kept upping the price, and he kept didn't answer, and he figured he probably wants more money, and it got to whatever, and then he finished davening, finished Kriya Shema, and he said, "I in my mind to sell it to you for the first now that you gave me." So this is mamash at Sidkus of Rav Safra. It's mentioned later in our Masechta in Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph. He goes Rav Safra dekiyim benafshe v'dover emes bulvavo. So it has ramifications for a particular person with Yirei Shamayim. Now that, of course, anyone who's not like Rav Safra is not a Mechus Ramana. And he's not subject to another type of a slap called Nishapara. We'll talk about that. But, okay, but then there's situations where you give your word, not just you thought. You gave your word. And that has a darga called Mechus Ramana. But it says in Muki Yosef, not always. And the Gemara of the Yeren B'Messiah says it depends. If it's a Matana Muetes, not something substantial, whatever the line is going to be, then that could make you subject to be Mechus Amana. You lack trust. You said you're going to do it. But then you have Matana Meruba, where a person himself doesn't think that he's going to necessarily follow through, and therefore, you know, Mechus Amana, just because you said you're going to do something. So that's what Muk Yosef probably means over here. And then there's another level, called, where you made a kinyan, but a kinyan is not enough. And that could be subject to an higher stringency. Okay, at the end of the day, you could have just read the Gemara without Muki Yosef and say, Lahadri Bahu means, at the end of the day, it's not binding. Muki Yosef wanted to even go beyond that, that there's actually nothing wrong morally either in there being chozer. Okay, so that was the comment of the Muki Yosef on Lahadri Bahu. So, Kenyan Dvarin, halachically, may or may not be subject to inyanim such as Mechus Ramana, Mishapara, you know, this is something else. But Lamaisa, you're not bound by it. The Kenyan is not going to work. And yet we find, apparently, examples that at first glance might be a valid Kenyan. So where do we draw the line? How do we define Kenyan's environment exactly? All right, so let's start with the Tosis. And again, we're going to end up having to revisit a lot of this also, but we'll have to revisit some of the tracks that we're doing today. But just first, the Tosis and on the Daf. So the first issue is the Gemara seems to be addressing the Kasha to the Manda Amar that Mechitza Mis Plukta. They agreed to divide the Shutfas. Says the Gemara, and the initial question is, Lahadri Bahu, let them renege. In our text, it actually says it, even more explicit. Tosis is not quoting those words, but Tosis says that's what the Gemara is going on. We have in our text, B'mayu kimtel masnisin, b'sh'em badin chaluka. Okay, ibish'em badin chaluka, kiratsu, mayhavi, lahadribu. So there's no two ways about what Tosis is about to tell us. In the Lashon of our Gemara, after the parentheses, right, the Gemara is specifically asking question number one, let them be chozer on what we just said, on the interpretation that we're going with, is sabrua mechitza mizpukt. Tosis, the stomach didn't have those introductory words, so Tosis has to set up straight. And then Tosis gives explanation also. But Tosis mistama also because he didn't have it in the Gemara directly. So Tosis says, lemanda amar mechitza guda lo parch. I mean, either that or Tosis had it, Tosis has just to tell us the Hezber. I think Tosis didn't have those words, and he's explaining that you should know, number one, that it's only a kasha on this mandam and not the other, and I'll tell you why. L'mandam mechitza guda lo parach. And the reason why it's not a kasha on the manda ama mechitza guda, the eco meimah, because there's a simple answer to the question of Hadri Bahu. And that is that it was a kinyan that would not have the follow-up question associated with it of kinyan dvarim. How so? Because the ikal meimar as follows. Ratzu la'asos guda. The division was done, and now they agree to build a wall. Now they want to have Ezekiah proof shears. But they didn't just make a kinyan on that which they want to build a wall. But they did what? The kanu, the shibdu nechseyan lebinyan hakosa. So they mutually put a lien on their assets, that those assets can be mortgaged for the sake of purchasing material for that wall. That's called shibud nechasim, right? What does shibud nechasim mean? Whatever the case is, I owe somebody money, borrow money from them, or I have a debt. So it's not just that I owe, but if I have assets, those assets can be used to pay that debt. Even in the case, for example, of a loan, the halacha of lukuchos, in other words, if I own real estate and I sell the karka to someone else subsequent to that point of the halva, so the malveh, if I don't have money to pay, the malveh can go knocking at the door of the lokeach, and he can seize kishir hachov from the land that I sold. And will he get reimbursed? That depends if I sold it to him b'achrayis, not b'achrayis, but that's the din. Shiba nechasim. It's like an arev type of situation, right? If there's a co-signer who's present at the time of a loan and says to the malveh who's reluctant to lend the money, look, if he defaults, I will cover, and you can go to me, and I'll pay. So this is what the Gemara refers to Shiba Nechasim. It's like an Arevus, Nechsoi de Inish, Ina Ma'arvin de. Okay, this is an Inyan, Shibud and Shiba Nechasim. Says Tosis, you can allow in the Manda Amar Guda the Kinyan to not be a Kinyan Devar. Why? Because you can simply explain what was the Kinyan Chalon? Something very real. What is the Kinyan work doing? They give a Suder, and with that they are allowing that their nechasim can be taken to purchase half the cost of the wall. It's a perfect kinyan. It's a perfect kinyan. So there's nothing to ask. Lahadribu? No, there's a kinyan. I kinyan dvarim? No. Kinyan was chal to mishabe their nechasim. That's why the Gemara didn't ask the kasha lamanda amar mechitza guda. El Amanda Maplukta. But the Mandama that says that was Ratsulas is a division, Lo Mahani Kenyan. There, Kenyan, the Gemara is not is asking Hadu because Kenyan is not going to work, the Kenyan Devar Biyamahu. The Lo Masik Adaita Shekana Bruchas, because at this point the Maksha is not thinking, the case is that they already divided, again, putting in the Yad Ramah. Bruchas means that there was already a division, and now there are two shears, and now the Kenyan is Chal to take title on the shears themselves. No, we're talking before they even divided and designated shears. So then what is the kinyan taking place? On what? On that which there should be a division? That's kinyan dinver. Tosfos is a very nice way of understanding why the Gemara is only asking on the manda amar of Pukta. Now, before we go more carefully what Tosfos says about Shibud Nechasim, and we'll see what that means. Where does Rashi stand on this? And what's Pashat the Machlokas, Rashi and Tosis? So we had a Rashi, this Aryeh will remember. He pointed out right away when we read the Rashi based on the days. So Rashi, when Rashi doesn't say anything by us, but Rashi references our Gemara's Kasha, when we're talking about Sabrua, my Mechitza what? My Mechitza Guda. And Rashi immediately references this Kasha. The timer, the ratsut, on beis on the beis, the second line. The Gemara is explaining the manda amar guda. It's time of the ratsut, neskoso, dimidas shneem, hu dechive chachamim. That was the diuk that we also had. She decham she yivnu ben shneem. U kaman parich, says Rashi, third line. Kesheratsu mayhavi wahadri bahu. Rashi throws in gratuitously that the Gemara is going to ask later, and so what? There was ratsut? And Rashi doesn't bother telling us what the answer is, but Rashi references Akasha. Where's the Gemara's Akasha? This is Gemara, Lehadribahu. So it's clear as day in Rashi that Rashi interpreted this line of Gemara, Lehadribahu, not as Akasha that's limited to the Manda Mechitza Plukta, as Tosis just told us. So, is this a fundamental lumdish and machlokas, Rashi and Tosis? I don't think so. Let's see if we can just put it in perspective. Not necessarily. You don't have to jump right away when you see this and right away impose heavy lumbus. Maybe you want to. I'm not saying you can't. I think if you look in the Rashba, and Ramban earlier, but start with the Rashba here, I think the answer seems pretty obvious as far as the relationship between how Rashi learned the Gemara's Kasha being on everybody, even among the Amaguda, and what Tosus just said. Now, number one, it's obvious that Rashi did not have the words that we have that introduced the question of the Mayu Kimta. That's a given. The truth is, I mean, I guess this goes to the question of the parentheses. I mean, if you look in the parentheses that we skipped, so what comes in the beginning of the earlier parentheses? What comes there? Go back a few lines up. Lishnachrina. So you see there was a version of Gemara that has the Kasha without the introduction, the Mayukimta. So, you know, so certainly Rashi didn't have the Mayukimta, whether he had that version or just didn't have the words here. Either way, it's obvious Rashi did not see the Gemara specifically addressing the Manda Amar Pukta. It's a Kasha out there. But the difference is just semantics, really. At least what comes out from the Rashba. Because let's just speak it outside, then we can look inside. The Chora, it's as follows. What the Rashba said, and the Rashba says what Tosus is saying, is essentially this. The Gemara has one question followed by another question. The Gemara says, Nahadri Bahu, so what? There was Ratsu. And then the Gemara brings up Yochanan to respond by saying, Kanu Miyadan. And then the Gemara jumps all over that, V'chikyad Mayhavi. So it's a question, an answer, and a follow-up question. How much of the follow-up question, how many steps ahead was the original Maksha in this dialogue? Is he just being very deliberate and saying, no, Naharibahu, so what's, and that's what we're thinking. Comes Rav Yochanan, comes the Gemara, bring Rav Yochanan, Kanu Miyadan. Interesting, okay. Oh, Kanu Miyadan, but can you dvar it? One way, or the Maksha, the original Maksha, is already anticipating what you're going to say. When he asks, Nahadibuhu, so obviously the answer would be, oh, it's not just Ratsu, it's a Kenyan. But the Maksha has in his back pocket that Kenyan Dvarim, what do you mean? You understand? So this is the Nafkamina, as I sense from reading the Rashba between Rashi and Beis and Beis and the Tosis. You follow me? According to Rashi, the kasha that we originally asked was a kasha that stands for itself. The Maksha is asking a question. Ratsu, so what is Ratsu? How does that bind you? Ratsu, you want to do something. Not everyone is Rav Safra, you know? Ratsu. It's a Nadribahu. It's not even Mechusra Aman. It's even less than two steps below that, you know? So that kasha is equally valid. Manda Amar Pukta, Manda Amar. Because I want to build a wall, so what? Therefore, we have to build a wall. What? So Rashi holds that the kasha is for everybody. Again, he didn't have anything in the words of the Gemara to suggest otherwise. Rashi took for granted. The Gemara's asking a simple kasha that's valid across the board. Comes the Gemara with a teretz. Kanu Miyada. Kanu Miyada was a Kenyan. Ah, now they can't be chosen. Comes the Gemara with a follow-up, and the follow-up is obviously more limited in scope, and Rashi agrees with them. The chikyad mayhavi kindram biyalma. Now, what is Gemara asking kindram biyalma? Obviously, we're going now mandama pukta, and you see it from the teretz because Gemara says beruchos. Obviously, we're not talking about the mandama good anymore. So, when you get to the second kasha, the follow-up kasha, it's obviously limited to the mandama pukta, where you have a problem of kinyadvarim, and where the answer beruchos comes to solve. And that's how Rashi read the Gemara. So the Gemara lays out very well, and the original Kasha was Amanda Amar Guda as well, and that's what Rashi references. But the Gemara gives a teretz Kana Miyadan, and that was only satisfactory. Amanda Amar Guda says the Gemara, what about Kinyan Devarim? Meaning, obviously, I'm asking now the other Manda. This is Rashi. On the other hand, what Tosus is saying, and what the other Rishonim are saying, is no. That the reason why the initial Kasha was only directing itself to the Manda Amar Pukta, not the Manda Maguda, because the Gemara knows, Manda Maguda, that you're going to talk about a Kenyan. So I understand that works. And Tosus explains why. We'll come soon to elaborate more on it, Shibdu Nechseim, and so on. So the Gemara is asking the Kasha as a lead question to get to the next question, that's going to come. You're going to say, Kanu Miyadan there. What do you mean? Kanu Miyadan. Kinderam Yama. So it's not just the follow-up. It's the original question that gets us started that's directly speaking to where I'm going to have to come with my follow-up. See, this is, I think, why I don't have to make more of this machokas than I just said. Now, again, I got this from the Rashba himself. The Rashba says, take a look, where's this Rashi? Not on Gimel Med Aleph. This is the Rashi on the top of Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, come on Parach. So it's obviously kasha for the other one as well. We agree to make a koso. In roads and laughs, what makes you meshubit to the fact that you're going to build a wall? Comes in and says, oh, no, there was a kinyan. This is not like the 1-2 punch that we were already thinking about when we said the first kasha. Vahada parech. Oh, okay, I hear. But now this is, it's like the more say, Tenach Lamanda Amaguda. But now what about the other? Vahada parech. The chikanam yadu. Lulisha de machitza puvta. Mia my havi lahadribu. So the more didn't say in the second kasha, Tenach. But what about the other one? But that's the self-understood point, that the second kasha is limited to the other man, the Amar. Again, just reading from the Rashba. The kinyan nechal, el karka metaltin, inam b'shibot, notice the kinyan nechal. Avu dvaram b'yamu lo choyel, v'chikonu lachlo, kontkin dvaram b'yamu, shachalu keim davashi yishlo guf. This is according to Rashi, a second Shmuel. This is according to Rashi. Now, what makes Tosas different? Take a look further in the Rashba. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Lishna, the Mechitza Guda, Lavi Kashalev Lomidi. The Gemara never was bothered, never had any gripes with that man, the Omar. Why? Because, listen, Umistoma have a Yodea, Shekonomi Yodim, because the Gemara knew the answer is so obvious, so why pose the question? Umistoma Yodea, Shekonomi Yodim, Kim the Efsha Bekinyan. I've listened to Plukta, who the Kakashale, the Kashala Hadriba was only Lamandama Plukta, Lufishaloya King Chalale, Ukida Akshi Lamai the Park, which Kanami Yadam, Kiran Mayavi, Kin Rambiyamu, Kum, Vahanu the Ka, meaning, Kin Rambiyamu, Vahanu the Kasha the Medali. Don't you understand? That's what I meant to begin with. So you have to read in the Gemara, Vahir Mayavi, yeah, that, but I knew that too, Kanami Yadam. Didn't you realize that's what I meant? That's, it's a different niggin, and they're in the Gemara now. Different niggin. Chiyonim I have, yeah, but that's what I was getting at. So meaning to say that from the beginning I was targeting the mandam aplukta. Upar shodan yon beruchos. And then he goes on to say, and we'll come soon to this specific shinui in the Lashon of the way he brings from the Ravid, vis-a-vis what Tosfos says, shibu nechsei, and Tosfos, he has a different way of expressing it. He has a demei machsakos, we'll get to that. Okay, so this is, I think, what I would make of the Rashi versus the Tosfos. Who else points out the Rashi? The Ramban earlier. The Ramban earlier also. On time of the Ratsu. Hadak shinu kamam vidach lishna ki ratsu mayhavi. Lami shem dad has to have you going to look for mishkanam yadam. Shem dit bailak shi alev chi kanam yadam mayhavi. Aber Rashi katsu na kamam dit parach ki ratsu mayhavi. It's going on this as well. Okay, Shmuel. Yeah.
If you think so, why wouldn't the Gemara automatically preempt the second question? So if you hear there is,
I know. So what's missing in the Gemara is, according to the way he's being for Rashi, the Gemara could have said, okay, Kana miyadan, hanicha lamanda amar, machitza guda, manda machitza plog, tamayko meima. So that is kilo, the next kasha, you have to recognize, was only on that manda amar. The Gemara didn't actually use those words. That's according to Rashi. According to the Tosus and the Rashba, it's basically saying, screaming me, of course, but Michael, remember, this is where I'm coming from. So the whole kasha was really a lead into the other kasha. Okay, that's the pashtus. Okay, so the pashtus had to read the Gemara, Rashi versus Tosus. Now, what did Tosus say in explaining why it's not a kasha amanda aman? This is going to be for everybody now, right? According to this, Rashi's not arguing. The Rashi only meant the original kasha, which Rashi gave independent validity to. Right, that was the difference. Rashi gave the first kasha its own credence. And Tosus is saying that the first kasha was recognizing that you're going to answer something which I'm going to knock down, so therefore I'm only starting the whole discussion according to the who I'm going to end up explaining what I'm getting to. Okay, so why isn't it kasha l'manda amar guda? So Tosus uses the words because they were mishabe de nechasim. So we understand what that means, shibe nechasim. Bare bones idea is that the nechasim are things that become mishubed for the cost of the wall. So the kinyan is chal that those nechasim become mishubed. What does it sound like? Absent nechasim. If we didn't talk about nechasim, just the fact that I am mischayev to pay for half the wall sounds like that would still be a problem of what? Kinvar. Tosis needed to focus on the Shiba Nechasim L'chur. But the fact that I make a kinyan that I machayev myself, that I'm going to be paying for the wall, I'm going to build the wall, pay for the wall, that's not enough. That we would call that like a Shibat Haguf. Let's use these terms a little bit now. If you've heard them already, Mistama. Shibat Haguf, Shibat Nechasim. What do these terms mean? A lover borrows money, he's mechayev to pay back his debt. Shibat Haguf. Shibat Nechasim, so we just explained. If I have assets, they're meshubat, that they cover for me. They're like an arev. But me, I'm mechayev. That's my obligation. Shibat Haguf. It's a famous Rabbeinu Tam that the Rishonim quote. It has to do, it's just parenthetical. Just don't get too nervous. I'm just kidding. I might as well give you a yedia, right? Why not? The din is, this is later sugyas in Baba Basra, in fifth parak. Someone sells a shtar, which means he has the right to collect money that the shtar says somebody owes him. He sells the shtar to a purchaser, that purchaser of the shtar now can collect that debt that Ruvain owes me, now he has the shtar, he'll be able to collect. That's a concept. The shtar is how it works. But kinyanim are going to be effective in order to transfer shtaris, osios, niknos, the mesira, the ksiva mesira. So gives in the fifth parak, if you saw it, you will see it. L'maisa, the halacha is as follows. Suppose it works, the whole shtar, the work with the raisa, the work with the rabbanan. But it works, whatever the kinyan is going to be, that the shtar and therefore the right to collect the debt can now be transferred to the one who bought for me the shtar. Suppose after I sell the chov through the shtar, the chov that I had over this person, I sold it, I decide to be mean and I mochel the chov that the person owed me. What's the din? So my little keach is out of luck. Now, am I a good guy? No. Could I possibly be chayiv based on some type of a concept that you might know about? Very good, very good. Okay, sure, you mentioned it. Chazon Machot, Tosis references in Chabez, right? One of the examples. Okay, but that's a separate cheshbon between me and him. Me and the guy that I sold it to. Okay, I caused him a loss indirectly. How does it work? Why can I be mochel the chov? I sold the shtar. I sold the chov. So that's the whole tumul. So one way to say, because the whole institution is only Drabbanan, okay. So this is Rabbeinu Tam, that's ironically not quoted in Tosis on the Gemara, but it's quoted by others. And Rabbeinu Tam said because as follows, every chov has two things to it, a shibat aguf and a shibat nechasim. Shibat aguf means that lova owes, he's mechuyev, he owes. It's on him, he owes that money to the malv, the one who lent him the money, shibat aguf. Shibat nechasim is that there's something that covers for him. Should he not pay, then the creditor has a right to go there and collect his chol from those assets. Shibat nechasim, even if I have karka that I sold to someone else, he can take away from the lukuchos. And we discussed those, remember, from last man, Pesachim's man, and post-Pesach, a little bit about these in Yalim, right, I think. Says Rabbeinu Tam, when I sell a shtar chov, all I can do is sell the shibud nechasim, that which my asset, the assets, I have a claim over those assets of the lova, that I can transfer when I sell the shtar to the guy who buys it from me. But the shibud aguf I can't transfer. And therefore, the shibud aguf is still to me. He still owes me. He doesn't owe the other guy. Just because I sold the shtar, he has a right to now go to those assets that would allow collection from those assets, that right to collect from the shibud nechasim goes over in the sale of the shtar chov. But says Rabbeinu Tam, but for whatever reason, the shibud aguf disappears, shibud nechasim can't exist independently. Shibud nechasim is only a backup, a safety net to cover for if the person doesn't pay that which he owes, then you go to the nechasim. But if the Shibur HaGuf disappears, then there's nothing to collect. Says Rabbi Otam, that's the pshat in why I can be mochel after I sold it, because the Shibur HaGuf was still to me, and therefore if I say to you, you're absolved, you don't owe me anymore, he doesn't owe anymore. If he doesn't owe anymore, then he can't go to Arif. It's like the lovah paid up, but the lovah, you know, if the malv is mochel, whatever, there's nothing to, there's no basis to go to the nechassim. Okay, so just to, again, close parentheses, just to have that, Rabbeinu Tam made famous this distinction, shibud haguf, shibud nechassim. I want to come back here and understand, for purposes of Kinyan Devarim, we just read one Tosfos, and the sense we get is that for something not to be a Kinyan Devarim, we need to explain that the Kinyan is chal on the nechassim. Now, let's contrast that to what we're about to read in the next Tosfos. Kinyan Devarim bi'almahu, the Perek HaSochis HaPolim, Tosfos quotes by Mitzir Daf Tzadi Dalet, the Tnan, Masne Shomachinam Lios Kishoel. A Shomachinam is Chayiv only for Pshia. Those are the terms of a Shomachinam, like the Torah says. He's Pater for Gneva Vaveda, he's certainly Pater for Onsin. A Shomachach, we know, is in between. He's Chayiv Gneva Vaveda, he's still Pater if something happens of an Ones variety. A Shoel, of course, is chayiv onsin as well, koana shelo. If the Torah, that's the default that the Torah sets up. If I'm not getting paid, then my liability is very limited only to pshia. If I'm getting schar for what I'm doing, then I assume a responsibility also for gneva veda and so on. So if I stipulate that I'm willing to take achrayis and that even if an onus happens, I will pay, that it's okay. You can go with your own terms, even though the Torah sets up terms that would normally be the standards. But Masner Shom Lios Kishol. Tosis continues. But of course, you have to know what the Kinyan is. Just because I say I'm going to do it, I'm agreeing to pay if something happens, that doesn't make me chayef to pay if something happens. What is the Kinyan? The man is chayef. Umbukila b'shekanu miyada. The Gemara there sets up the case that there was a Kinyan. Kinyan meaning what Kinyan? Which Kinyan? Kinyan Suda. Stam Kinyan is Kinyan Suda. The Tosis is now bothered by the question, let it be called a Kinyan Devar. Now, before we even go to Tosis Teretz, Tosis quoted a Gemara that gives the explanation. Why does Tosis have to mention it? Because you have to talk about a Kinyan, right? So Kinyan is why he's bound. But the truth is, look in the Gemara, there's another variety of the Kinyan. There's another way that the Kinyan can happen. Not Kinyan Suda. What does the Gemara say? You saw the Gemara, right? The Gemara gives one explanation of Kanu Miyado. That's basically what Shmuel says. What's the other? Oh, you have a Mitzia there? You take a look at it? Oh, please. If you guys saw it, you didn't see it. Okay. Sadi Dawda Medal. Just, It's not very long. I'm just going to mention it quickly. Umaster shom mesacha the gears in our Gemara is shom mesacha liyos kishol. Same point. Damai bedvarim. In fact, the Gemara bedvarim. How could he become chayiv just because he said so? Says the Gemara, Omar Shmuel v'shekanu miyado. That's what Tosis quoted. Rav Yochanan had another suggestion. Rav Yochanan Omar. You don't have to say it was Kinyan Suda, but here's how it works. He had not the kanafik le kala the inish mehemna who gamer meshabin nafshe. You see, sometimes a Kinyan can take place because it's something which is ki'igu. It was, you know, it's as if it has value. There is a certain reputation that he gets that people say, "Wow, what an honorable person! He's not even." He's only a shomachinam or only a shomisachar, and he's accepting extra liability, extra responsibilities. Wow, wow, what a good guy. What a credible, what an honest person he is. And that's worth money. And a person can mishabed themselves by virtue of that hana that he has, which gives him a good reputation, a good name. That's another suggestion. So, interesting diuk. Why did Tosis need to latch on to the ukimta of kanumiyado? whatever, say Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, there's a kinyan. The hanah allows for a kinyan to take effect because of that hanah that I have. So there's a shtickle diuk here, and Tosis maybe, that Tosis holds what? What could you mean, perhaps extrapolate here between the lines of Tosis? Tosis only latched onto the ukimta of kanu miyado of Suda. What do you think? Anyone? Only Suda. Yeah, this is how some achronim, if Nachum, I believe, maybe others, think Tosis might be mashma like Rashi, the diuk and Rashi. That kinyan dvarim is specific to kinyan Suda. So Tosis Dafka needed to point out, and we're going according to the ukimta of kanu miyado, which is Suda. So then, but wait a second, it's kinyan dvarim. If it were to be a problem kinyan by all kinyanim, so then the second teretz of the Gemara would also be subject to the same question. That he anah, that he's considered to be an honest person. But meanwhile, the kinyan, whatever the kinyan is, but how can it latch on to something that just has to do with words? That he's going to be a shoel. So what? That he's going to accept responsibility. But that's just a kinyan on some. Answer is, no, it's only Sud that has the problem. It's this, a bit of a diuk from Tosis. Okay. Be that as it may, Tosis has a problem. So why don't you have kinyan dvarim problem over there? And for Tosis, lav kinyan dvarim hu. It's not a kinyan dvarim, it's a kinyan gamur hu. Why is it kinyan gamur? Shemeshabed es atzmo, shem yenas yeshe yeshalim. No, no, no. What are you doing there? You're meshabed yourself that you will pay should an onus happen. So you're meshabed yourself that you're going to have to pay under conditions of onus. So that's not dvar. It's not like, oh, I'm making a kinyan that I'm going to be a shoel. No, I'm making a kinyan that what? That I'm meshabed myself to pay under such circumstances. That's called kinyan, a legitimate kinyan. Now, Tosis didn't say, I'm meshabed my nechassim, that they would be meshubed if an onus happens, you can take them, seize them, sell them to give reimbursement to the person who gave me the thing for safekeeping. Tosis doesn't say shiva nechassim. What's Tosis talking about? What am I mischayev? Who? Me, myself, shiva naguf. I'm mechuyev to pay mammon in the event of an onus. And Tosis, that's good enough not to call kinyan dvarim. So now, minei uvei, I don't understand the relation between the two Tosis. If this is true, that you don't need to come to onto shiva nechassim, then let's go back a previous Tosis. So why did Tosis have to explain with Fidamanda Amash that Mechitza is Guda? That the reason why there's no Kasha Kinyan Dvarim is because what? Because the Meshabed, their Nechasim for the Binyan HaKosel, Shibdu Nechseyen, forget the Nechasim. The Meshabed themselves, Mamon, to pay for the Kosel. Kosel costs money. Forget about the fact that the money could also be taken from their assets to be sold for. I'm the Shabbat myself to pay for the kosel. Good enough, no? Just like Tosis says a minute later, that the Shomet Chinam or Shomet Socha is Meshabbat himself to pay for an onus, and that's called Kenyan, valid Kenyan. That's not calling Devar. It's not in the abstract to do something. It's I'm Meshabbat myself to pay for an onus happening. I'm Meshabbat myself to pay for the kosel. I know what you're going to say. You came over during Seder with this, right? No, okay, so you want to say it? Good, it's good, it's good, it's good. It's good. He was right. He had a Kabbalah point in the morning, and I said, we're going to talk about it in Shir. So here we are, right?
I haven't seen this problem with you. Now
you know what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Chai Yeshua.
Yeah. I was just going to say, in the case of Bar Mitzvah, you're being this guy comes to you if you lose his item, right? And then you have to pay him.
Yeah.
But by the wall, you're not high in paying him.
You're mechayev, you make a kinyan, you give a suder, and that suder, with that suder, hinani mechayev es atzmi l'shalem ba'ad ha-kosa. Livnos es ha-kosa l'shalem mamon, I'm meshabbing myself to pay for the kosa. Why is that different than the shomer schinam shomesacha saying I'm mechayev myself with the suder to be liable for own sin that occurred? Either way, there's money that's going to have to be taken from me, that I'm obligating myself in that money, whatever the cost is. Look, this item has a cost. If something happens, it will cost $100 in my pocket. I say, here's a suda, you should know. If something happens, I'm going to pay $100 to reimburse you for this item that you gave me to watch. Even though I'm not a shoel, but I'm mischaying myself to pay $100. That's Tosis says, that's a Kenyan, valid Kenyan. It's not Devarim. It's not a kinyan to be a show. I'm a kinyan to make a kinyan that I'm going to pay for that money for it. No, and here too, I'm shabbing myself to pay money toward the kosel. Kosel costs $400. I have to pay $200. I'm shabbing myself to pay $200 for the kosel. Why do you need to come out to the nechassin? No?
You can never back out when you upgrade yourself in Bama Mitzvah, it sounds like.
That's what Tosef says. It's not called Kinyan Dvarim because of the fact that it's on the Shibud HaGuf. I'm a chayvus of Shibud HaGuf that I'm a chuyv to pay for this item. So I'm doing that by the Kosel too. Interesting, right? The Lashon of the Ravid, second, I've ticked both your questions. In the Lashon of the Ravid, quoted by the Rashba, and the Ramban earlier in Daf Beis, when they talk about why it's not a question, Lamanda Amar Mechitza Guda, what did they say? Who remembers? What did they say at the end? The Rashba quotes from the Ravid at the very end of the piece in the Rashba. What did he say? Ah, yeah, he says. He doesn't say nishivu nechseim akosa. He says nischayev kol echad bidmei machzis akosa. See that? Similarly, in the Ramban earlier, and based on the base, when he starts off and he learns that the kasha was only when the Amar Plukta, so the Ramban explains. Time of the Ratzu, Pirus goes to Konami Yadam, Amakama Kosel, Vishi Schaev Ko Echad Chaveo Bid Mea Kosel. He's mischaev himself money. Tosis, for some reason, jumps to Shibud Nechas. Hello, Dabar, why did Tosis do that? Anyone hear the problem? Now, who's asking? Aryeh and. Okay, and then Yaakov, yeah.
Based on how Rebbe was explaining Rebbe Natan that there's a difference between Shibud HaGuf and the Shibud of the Nesachim,
Nechassim.
Can't you say that by the first Tosfos, so if I don't pay for the wall, then I have to pay with my land. That's what the Shibud is. But here, the Shibud Atzmo is not necessarily. You are elevating your status. You have a new shame. You're no longer a Shomer Chinam. Now you're
That was the problem. So the Tosa still got
it. That's the Shiva. The fact that you now elevated your. It's not if I don't pay, then I have to get my land. No, I'm now elevating my status. Is that not something.
If anything, it made the Kasha stronger. But Tosa even goes over that hump too. He says, it's not shot that I'm making a Kenyan that I will be, quote, a Shoel. That's Dvarim. That's one way to look at it. I'm making a Kenyan, I'm going to be like a Shoel. Yeah, what is that? The Kenyan is Chalda. I'm going to be a Shoel? I'm going to be like a Shoel? No, it's not. It's a Kenyan that I'm mischayev myself to pay for that eventuality of onus, that I'm covering this loss. That's a Shibud that I'm mischayev myself to pay for this item, to replace it. That's how Tosis frames it. So it's not called Kenyan Dvarim. But what do you see from that? That you don't need to come out to Nechassim. Oh, as Tosis say that my nechassim would meshubit to pay for it. Tosis says I'm a chuyv to pay for it. If I make a kinyan, I'm a chuyv to pay for that thing. That's what it means. If they master shamachim, yos kishoah. So what Tosis could have said, like the Rashba, the Ravid, that I'm mischayv myself to pay for the kosa. Should bother all of us this question. No, chirat mineu vei the two Tosis, and how did he fit them together? Yeah.
You just said that one time in Kabbalah, more of Christ myself, and then showing him that if I'm a shoel. So we'll treat you in a more common way by not we're going to allow you to kind of cover yourself in the sheep and the husband. Instead, we're only going to allow you to have a sheep that I go. Instead of protecting instead of just giving up your land, we'll make you just pay it off yourself. Not thinking by the other case over here, where we'll allow you, but by Google, we'll allow you to do a sheep and the husband because I'm not upping any field, but number two, I'm also not causing you a loss. By showing them, I'm causing you a loss. If I don't guard your animal and then something happens to it, so that's on me. Whereas here, I don't contribute to the wall. Okay, so we wanted to build something, now we don't. And
if we're just I'm not sure what you're getting to. Maybe you're getting to the point that Mordechai mentioned this morning. It could be. In a sentence, what's the difference between the cases? Why can't Tosis suffice over here by Kosel? with the fact that I'm mischayv myself money for the kosa. What do Tosef have to say, nechseyen, the nechasim ha-meshuva? That's our question. The same way by Shomer, he's mischayv himself money to pay for the item that he's watching. Why can't that be the pshat over here? That's what we want to know. So, follow up. So what are you saying? So why can't that be the answer here as well?
Just because my chiyuv in Shomrim is not only...
And not Shomer, I want to know here. It tells us nothing a unique vart by Shomer. I don't think so. I think it would go the other way. I would like you to think, everybody it is, not so much that Shomer is... in other words, that Shomer is a higher standard. This doesn't make it. There's something different about the Chiyuv Kosel than other cases, such as Shomer. But not the Shomer is unique. What's unique is the Chiyuv Kosel. This is not the same thing as being Mischayiv Mamon. Typically, let's say it already. Yeah. You want to say it? You don't have to. No pressure. It's okay.
The shiva that's going on in Rabbi Metzia, is that a normal shiva raguf? I'm mischayev myself to you.
To you.
But
yeah.
Over here, there's no typical to you.
It's not to you.
Something that's provoked.
So Mordechai said I was mechavet to the svara. I was very, very, very pleased. This was the svara. I wouldn't hear it. Listen carefully. Chayr. Now, again, having said this, the Rashba is apparently not holding this way. You have to know the machlokes. But the vort could be as follows. To be meshabed yourself a shiva raguf with a kenyan is fine. But that's if I meshabed myself mamo to you, to someone else. Chiv mamo to you. Shomer, so he's chayiv to the person that gave him the item. Should something happen? That's fine. Perfect. You don't need shiva nechasim for that. But here it's different. When I'm paying for the kosel, so who owns half the kosel that I paid money for? Who owns it? I do. It's mine. I can use it for whatever purposes they have. So, what do you mean, mechayev myself? What? I'll pay for the kosel. It's my kosel too. So, chayra, that's what Tosus felt. That's not good enough to make it not kinyan dvarim. Because, mischayev mamon mischayev on lachavero. Mischayev mamon to give away. I'm not giving it away to pay money for the kosel. Oh, so what did Tosus say? So let's take it now. But if I'm mischayev my nechasim, my nechasim I'm meshubet for that chiyuv. That's different. I mean, my assets can be seized and taken and sold. Then that's something that I'm giving away. Nechasim will be seized for purposes of the kosel. That's a kinyan. That's what makes it not kinyan dvara. But to say that I will pay for the kosel, which is my kosel. I think that maybe is why Tosus needed to jump to Shiva Nechasim. It's a smart, it's an interesting smart to ponder. And again, to know what the machokas would be, that the Rashba says, no, Damim Lokoso is also good. Now, let's take the kash in the other direction. In the other direction. What about Masa Shomachinim Uyos Kishoel? This will take us to Tosus and Ksuvis. What about Masa Shomachinim Uyos Kishoel? Why did Tosus talk about the fact that he becomes Chayiv? What could Tosus have also said? Actually, no. Let's go back. Before I do that, I want to retrace something. I'm going to ask you a very a question that you have to think about for a minute, okay? If what I said is correct, that when it comes to kosel, the shiba d'aguf is not really going to be subject to a kinyan because I'm paying myself, right? Now, what do we see in Rabbeinu Tam that I said before? The Shiba Raguf without a Shiba Nechasim, Shiba Nechasim without a Shiba Raguf has no teeth. There's no context to that. If a Kenyan can't take place to mischayev me as a Shiba Raguf, how could the Kenyan work to make Shiba Nechasim? If I cannot create out of this Kenyan to build a wall, that I should be mechuyev to pay for this wall. Why not? I told you why. Because that's not giving you money. That's me paying for my wall, my half of the wall. So what does work? The king and his chawa what? That my nechasim would be available to be used for the wall. Yeah, but if the king cannot affect a shibad aguf on me, then how could there be a Shiva Nechasu? Is that a question? Not a question. The same way Rabbeinu Tam said, if the Malves going to be Mochel the Chov after he sells the Shtar Chov to the other guy, so then the other guy is out of luck, he can't collect, because once the Chov is Shibin Aguf is gone, there's no Shibin Chasim without a Shibin Aguf, right? So in a variation of that, if the Kinyan that's being done right now cannot affect a Chalos to make a Shibin Aguf, because the Shibin Aguf is that I should be Mechuyiv to put money for the Kosel, it's my Kosel. That doesn't, that's Kinyan Dvarim. So from that perspective, it can't create a Shibin Aguf. It's a Kinyan Dvarim. So what's going to help? That I'm going to allow the Kinyan to work to make Shibin Nechasim. But Shibin Nechasim can't exist without a Shibin Aguf. Is it a question? Is it a valid question or not a valid question? It's a quizzical look. You're looking, what's the answer? What must be the answer? Yeah, Shmuel?
I think Shibin Aguf still exists.
Has to. If it can express itself on the Shiba Nechasim, then what also takes effect with this Kenyan, together with it, the Shiba Naguf too, obviously. In other words, if all I'm trying to do is a Shiba Naguf, then I can't, because I'm giving money to myself. But if I'm allowing my Nechasim to be taken away for some cause, even though it's going to be my will, but it's Nechasim to be taken away from me, so then the Shiba Naguf that brings with it a Shiba Nechasim is by its gestalt, it's not a Kenyan Dvarim anymore. You see, if I'm making a Kenyan with you, as Mishab myself, for myself, for something which is a Kenyan Dvarim, and I'm also giving you something else unrelated, it's not going to help the first thing. The first thing is totally Kenyan Dvarim. I can't suddenly latch on artificially to it and make it all work. But here it's not artificial, it's one integrated entity. In other words, what's happening with a Koso is, I become a Choyev, to pay for a kosel together with my nechasim being meshubit for that cause. And if vis-a-vis the nechasim, that is something that a kinyan can latch onto. My nechasim can be taken away for this kosel. Granted, it's my kosel, but nechasim taken away for it. That's something a kinyan can do. If that's the case, the shibud aguf is also going to have what to take effect. In other words, the kinyan can create a shibud aguf given the fact that it brings with it a shibud nechasim. Can I say it again? Do I need to say it again? What do you think? What? The question was, if it can't make me a Shibud Aguf, then how could you have a Shibud Nechasim and count it as a valid Kenyan? The answer is, because it's not separate. It's together. It's the Shibud Aguf with Nechasim. And if the Kenyan can speak to the Shibud Nechasim, that Nechasim can become mortgaged for this wall. So therefore, I can become a Chuyiv as well, given the fact that it's going to bring with it the Shibud Nechasim. That's how you have to explain it. It's not the Shibud Nechasim operating without a Shibud Aguf. That can't exist. But I'm Meshabed myself and my Nechasim, and that's therefore not called Kenyan Dvarim, because I'm Meshabed myself and my Nechasim. If it's just about me giving money for the wall, Tosis, that would fail the test. But if it's me giving money for the wall and my Nechasim being Meshubed for that wall, then it's fine. Then together, that's a perfect Kenyan. That's, I think, Pashup Shantosis. The question in the other direction would be, by the case of Shomachinam, we ask Yeshoel, why couldn't Tosis say Shibud Nechasim? That the reason why the Shomachinam can be Yeshoel is because the Nechasim are available to pay for the cost of the loss of the item. So you'll say the obvious answer is, okay, maybe in a Chinami. Tosis didn't have to go that far. Because if you say that you're machayiv yourself to pay, so that's good enough. Can you do better than that? Maybe say another variation. What would be in a case, and this you can get from the Tosis in Bava Metzia, we won't read it inside now, but Tosis in Ksuvos, I mean. What if you have no nechas? Then what? Who says you have anything? Then it's a lobo la'olam, I'm going to have nechas, and I can't do that, I can't pledge myself to be a show for things, something I don't have. But the answer is, I'm pledging myself, Shibud Aguf, to have to pay. What about in our situation of the wall? So how can it work? Maybe there's no nechassim. The answer is, there are nechassim. What's the nechassim? What? Nechassim. Yeah. mechatzah. I mean, so he has to sell parcel left from mechatzah, so be it. But yeah, obviously he's not, he has something. All right, so look, the truth is, I'm going to come back to this. I want to do on Sunday, I want to do the Tosis on Ravashi. We're going to go a little bit of a diversion. Then when I come back, I also want to talk a little bit, maybe in the beginning of Shiur, we'll see how I'll do it. There's the Indian called Kinyan Etain, which is obviously, it's a big Indian. We'll try to do it a little bit now and then more at the end of the Sugya. And the question is, you know, there's a rush in the back, and the rush says what Tosis says, but there's a whole shy what the rush means. Parshab Shatosis, the rush means what Tosis says. Shibu Nechseyan. But apparently the Torah took the rush to mean something different. What if someone says, I'm mishabed myself to build? Or I'm mishabed myself litain. I don't say I'm mischayev myself. I make a kinyan to give you money. Now, the bottom line is money being given. But instead of saying I'm making a kinyan that I should give you, that I should be mischayev, I should be chayev money, I say I make a kinyan that I will give you. Is that called Kinyan Devarim or not? Again, it's called Kinyan Etain. If you're Mischayev Livnos Koso, not Mischayev a Kinyan Litain Domim Lo Koso, or my Nechasim for the Koso, but I'm Mischayev, I'm saying what? A Kinyan Livnos Koso. What do you make of that? What is that? Is that Kinyan Devarim or is it not a Kinyan Devarim? Okay, we'll have to see about that also. Okay.